5.25.
Ow! What's occurring?
It's our daily quiz. You just guess what happened next. Text me your scores to 81199. Here she is, trying to be slightly faster than before. It's Sally May from Nuneaton.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, that's considerably faster already.
Yeah, it was.
It's much better, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. Okay. Your aim by the end of this today is to get as fast as this, all right?
Very nice. I had a little, like, Twitter message or somebody. It hadn't directly sent it to me, but I found it, and I was having a little bit of Twitter. What's happened to Twitter?
All right, no pressure.
Twitter.
Okay, let's play the first situation.
Ow! What's occurring?
You know the Queen?
Yes.
You know she's got an iPod?
Has she?
Yeah. It was ages ago, like 2 or 3 years ago, she got one.
Is it engraved on the back?
Yeah, bound to be, isn't it? With the crown and all that on it. Sally Mae, what do you think the Queen's favourite song is of all time?
Oh, my God, now I've got to talk really fast and I can't think because I've got to think at the same time and answer.
Just keep talking and then...
Favourite song would be... Oh, no, can you ask Becky first?
The Queen's favourite song. Let's ask Becky first.
N-Dubs.
The Queen?
Yeah.
Which one by N-Dubs?
I Need You.
Right, I Need You.
I think she's na-na-na.
Okay, Sally Mae, I need to have an answer. Fast.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Oh, I see what you've done there.
Oh, that is good.
See what I did.
That is brilliant, that.
Okay.
Okay, so Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. That's what you think the answer is.
Yes.
So, we went out to Stupid Street. We asked them, what do you think the Queen's favourite song is? Let's see if your answers are in there.
Queen's favourite song of all time?
Justin Bieber, baby. She's got Bieber fever.
Has she though?
Well, it's got to be something by Queen, hasn't it? She'll go, she's a killer, one, the dynamite and the laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
The Queen's favourite song of all time is probably Happy Birthday, because she's got two of them.
Queen's favourite song of all time has got to be Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time, because I think the Queen will Queen will look like to sort of get up and dance to that. It's a jumpy song, it's a pop song, everyone can relate to it.
What do you think is the Queen's favourite song of all time and why?
Maybe something by Metallica or something.
Yeah, some metal. You don't know. Maybe she has a side, we don't know.
What do you think is the Queen's favourite song of all time?
She likes Chesto.
Probably something by the Arctic Monkeys, I'd imagine, just because their lyrics are pretty good and they're sort of pretty relevant to this modern day and age, and I reckon she's that sort of lady.
Killer Queen, obviously. I think she probably does a bit of a shuffle and a turn and then some Saturday Night Fever going on.
Poker Face. Because I think she probably pretends she's a stamp while she starts singing along to it.
Can you give me a little bit of impression?
I don't know. How does the Queen sing? Can she sing?
If she could sing, how do you think it would go?
Poker Face, poker face.
What do you think is the Queen's favourite song?
Jack Johnson, perhaps? I think she'd like to relax.
Do you know what I would have said, even though it wasn't in there?
What?
I reckon she listens to Bublé.
Yes! Mm. I wish I'd said Tiesto. Because I wouldn't have thought of that, but it was in there.
So. Imagine it though, around the palace. Just haven't met you yet. You can imagine that.
Oh, I thought home would be her favourite.
Oh, another sunny day. Actually, yeah you're right. Queen was in there, Killer Queen, but not Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. So I can't give any points.
Soz.
Oh, what's occurring?
Next one. Plan B was in the live lounge with Fern Cotton. Yesterday, very good. Did a cover of Pass Out and also did She Said, current single. Then there was an interview and Plan B said, do you know what I mean? Quite a lot in the interview with Fern yesterday. It's a simple question. In the live lounge interview with Dame Fern Cotton yesterday on Radio 1, how many times did Plan B say, do you know what I mean? Sally Mae?
25 or something.
You actually are really trying to speed up now, aren't you?
I am really, yeah.
25. Becky?
40.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Plan B from the Live Lounge. Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? It's just, you know what I mean? Like. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know.
You know what I mean?
Emma Bunton.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. The way I'm disco dancing. Cause I'm a model.
You know what I mean?
And I do my little turn on the catwalk.
You know what I mean? Like,
what kind of mix of that? Right Said Fred track was that? The disco mix? Never heard that one before. Anyway, there were 20...
to hear it again, though.
20 Know What I Means in the Plan B interview. Come on, Sunny May.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right. Earlier, with Greg, the legend that is Steve Carell was in.
That's what she said. Yeah. No, it doesn't work with that, does it?
No, really not. Did you hear Steve Carell earlier, Sunny May?
I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't.
Well, we thought that Steve Carell was going to hang around and play a game for us, which we devised before the show, about 5 minutes before, called Can Steve Carell Spell? But he had to rush off. He's a very busy man, and he had to do loads of other interviews, and he was running late, so he literally did Greg's show and then left the building with all the paparazzi following him. But I thought, we can't let an amazing feature like that go to waste, so I made a jingle and everything. Can Steve Carell spell? Now, what I thought we'd do is get people that do a good impression of Steve Carell to come on air and play Can Steve Carell Spell. So I put it out there. I asked you to text in if you do a wicked impression of Steve Carell. Sophie from Shrewsbury stood up to the challenge. She agreed to help us because she said she's a massive fan and does an amazing impression of Steve Carell. So, it's a simple question. We gave Sophie, who is now Steve Carell in the absence of the real one, we gave her 5 words. How many could she spell correctly, being Steve Carell? You following this? Sunny May?
Oh, yes, hello.
Out of 5, how many could she get?
3.
Saying 3?
Yeah.
Becky?
2.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh!
Here's our amazing new game. Can Steve Carell spell? This is not actually the voice of Steve Carell. The part of Steve Carell is played by a Radio 1 listener. Sergeant.
S-A-R-G-E-A-N-T. Sergeant.
Colour.
C-O-L-O-R. Colour.
Broccoli.
B-R-O-C-C-O. L. I. Broccoli.
Baboon.
B. A. B. B. O. O. N. Baboon.
Diarrhea.
B. I. R. R. P. O. E. A. Diarrhea.
And that was spelling with Steve Carell.
So how many did she get right?
She got 2 right and the rest wrong. So,
do you know what? It would help if the two... if the people that had given us our correct answers, we got it done twice and they were both different, so we don't actually know,
right,
do we?
Oh, right, good. So that's a bit of a mess up with spelling with Steve Carell there.
But she said she spelled colour. Now, you buzzed her wrong.
Yeah.
But if she's being Steve Carell, then colour is
maybe
right.
Maybe that's right, because Americans spell colour without the U, don't they?
Mm.
So what do I do now? Oh, I hate it when I mess this up.
That's up to you. You're the master.
Do I give another point for that, do you think?
We can have half a point each.
No, I don't do halves. I'm all or nothing in me.
Who's in the lead at the moment? What's the score?
Well,
if
I include colour, I think, then Sally Mae wins. I'm making this up. Anyone know out there? 81199? Did anyone take any notice of the score? I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm hearing it that Sally Mae has got one and Becky hasn't got any.
Right.
So that means, Sally Mae, that if you want, you can come back on Monday.
Hey. But if I get...
Just come back on Monday. It makes it
ridiculous.
Like, no, actually, we're not even on Monday. Are we on Monday?
No.
Right, we'll do it on Tuesday.
I'm sorry about this.
I'm really sorry.
It's out of my hands.
We can't.
What's happened?
We can't spell either.
Okay.
So if you come back on Tuesday, what time do you get up in the morning?
6 in the morning.
Okay, will you be available at about 8 o'clock on Tuesday? Because we're doing the Chris Moyle show. Is that
no
all right?
Problem. That's wonderful.
Oh, thanks for helping us out.
Thank you.
Don't put your head in your hands, Becky. It's all fine.
Just get really annoyed when I lose.
Speak to you on Tuesday.
Yeah, speak to you on Tuesday. Have a nice evening.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, what's occurring?